with our wrestling team hosting Maple Hill. Friday, the Lady Cats go to Chatham and boys play Chatham here. Saturday, the wrestling team will be in Taconic Hills. Make sure you plan to see our teams compete. It really is great to see our athletes perform. Ronell did a report for our senior Lady Cats committing to Columbia Green Community College to play soccer in a recent ceremony at Catskill.
We're here to welcome not only two great athletes, but two great people, Kelsey and Laura, and they have chosen to continue their soccer career at Columbia Green.
Andy Lashua, the head women's soccer coach at Columbia Green. Well, this establishes that these fine young players are going to be coming to Cole Green for us. We're trying to attract real good student athletes from the local area, and Catskill High School has got a great soccer program, and we're really pleased to have Kelsey and Laura join us next year.
I am very proud of you ladies to see you move on in your careers and continue playing at the next level. Can't wait to cheer you on from the other sideline.
Thanks, Ronell, and congratulations, ladies. So great to see our athletes moving on to play at the college ranks. Way to go, Cats. This has been Machado with your weekly sports report. Go, Cats!
I was going to tell you a time-traveling joke, but you didn't like it. Wait, what? I don't get it. Okay. I was going to tell you a time-traveling joke, but you didn't like it. Why? I don't get it.
Say it. Wait, can you tell me why and then maybe I'll find it funny?
Okay. I was going to tell you a time-traveling joke, but you didn't like it. Because you were the time-traveling in the future.
What?
In the future, you didn't like it. Because time...
Thanks for watching Cats Can and Cats Will.
Hi, I'm Shersha Mizan from Hudson. You are listening to WGXC Accra 90.7 FM. Thank you.
If you can't make your local town meetings but want to attend, WGXC can help. Currently, local volunteers make recordings and live web streams of the Catskill Town Meetings, the Hudson Common Council Meetings, and the Columbia County Board of Supervisor Meetings. If you miss the live web streams, volunteers post recordings of these meetings as soon as possible at WGXC.org on the newsroom page and in the audio archives. If you're going to local meetings and you have a phone in your pocket, you can help too. Email info@WGXC.org and WGXC will help you share recordings of local meetings and events. You can also use the free WGXC app, available in the App Store, to do your own live webcast from local events. Contact info@WGXC.org for more information about how you can help share valuable local information about your community with your friends and neighbors.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by Mid-Hudson Cable, serving Columbia, Greene, and Southern Albany counties with digital cable, high-speed internet, and cable phone services for homes and businesses since 1971. Mid-Hudson Cable, all the right connections on the web at mhcable.com.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Cornelius Eady of New York, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
Welcome back to Clubhouse Radio. I'm DJ Popcorn.
DJ Walter White.
DJ Tony O.
DJ Kyron.
And Chef Downs in the corner, our studio audience. So, what was an important lyric or, you know, sort of like a quote or a message that you got from this song? Okay, I'll go first. So I got, if Mary wants to play, I let her have fun. So basically meaning he's not saying, like, avoid doing marijuana. Like, and he's putting it out there for everybody. It's free. It's, like, it's free use. Everybody can come get some, you know.
Yeah, he's basically glorifying it. Yeah. You know, but, which is not really a bad thing or a good thing, but because it could be bad and good, so.
Yeah.
It's for medical purposes now and everything, and it's soon to be legal.
Yeah.
So,
anybody else get anything?
No, that was the main thing I got. It was a song, glorification.
Yeah.
You know, that was basically the gist of it.
Yeah.
You know.
It wasn't really too deep.
Yeah, nothing. Nothing very.
It wasn't really too deep. We could go into the next song.
Not many subliminals. So. Next, I'm going to be taking you guys into DMX Slippin', and we'll be right back after this song break.
See, to live is to suffer, to survive, well. That's the fine meaning in the suffering.
Ayo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I can't get up. Ayo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I can't get up. Ayo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I got to get up. Get back on my feet so I can tear. Ayo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I can't get up. Ayo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I can't get up. Ayo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I got to get up. Get back on my feet so I can tear. I've been through mad different phases, like mazes, to find my way. And now I know that happy days are not far away. If I'm strong enough, I'll live long enough to see my kids doing something more constructive with the time than bids. I know because I've been there, now I'm in there. Sit back and look at what it took for me to get there. First came the ball, the drama with my mama. She got on some flash, so I split and said that I'ma be that seed that doesn't need much to succeed. Strapped with mad greed, a heart that doesn't bleed. I'm ready for the world, or at least I thought I was. Bagging when I caught a buzz, I'm thinking about how short I was. Going too fast, it wouldn't last, but yo, I couldn't tell. Group homes and institutions prepared my for jail. They put me in a situation forcing me to be a man when I was just learning to stand without a helping hand. Damn, was it my fault, something I did to make a father leave his first kid at 7 doing my first bid? Back on the scene at 14 with a scheme to get more green than I'd ever seen in a dream. And by all means, I will be living high off the hog. Never gave a fuck about much but my dog. That's the only I'd head off in my last. Just another little come on, headed nowhere fast. Hey, yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I can't get up. Hey, yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I can't get up. Hey, yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I got to get up. Get
back on my feet so I can tear shit. Yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I can't get up. Hey, yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I can't get up. Hey, yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I got to get up. Get back on my feet so I can tear shit. That ain't the half. Gets worse as I get older. Actions become bolder. Heart got cold. Chip on my shoulder that I didn't touch. Didn't need a click cause I scared it that much. One deep with the starting for kicks. Catching Vicks, throwing bricks. Getting by, being slick. Used to get high just to get by. Used to have to ball in the morning before I could fly. Ate something. Couple of 40s made me hate something. After some hurt, now I'm ready to take some. 3 years later showing signs of stress. Didn't keep my hair cut, I'll give a how I dress. I'm possessed by the darker side, living the cruddy life. Like this, kept with a bloody knife. Wanna make records, but I'm moved up. I'm slipping, I'm falling, can't get up. Hey yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I can't get up. Hey yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I can't get up. Hey yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I got to get up. Get back on my feet so I can tear. Hey yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I can't get up. Hey yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I can't get up.
Welcome back to Censored, where we are talking about drugs and harm reduction. So, what was like some stuff that you guys pulled away from this? Some messages, maybe some subliminals, things like that?
I tell you, like, one of the biggest things that I took away from it, you know, his ability to associate certain drugs with, you know, his emotions or, you know, certain acts, whether they were, you know, criminal or good acts. You know, just to give an example, you know, he said something about, like, you know, being high just to get by, right? Like, assume marijuana, like, you know, we all, you know, heard that, like, you know, we smoke to ease the pain type of, but then it goes in the same, doing, like, either, you know, coke or crack, whatever it was, and now he's probably ready to take something. You know what I mean? Like, certain drugs give you that, just a whole different vibe. You know, this is one of my favorite songs. And I'm just like, you know, he's always, the fact that he's conscious of, you know, what the drugs are doing at a young age. And to that point,
And explaining how, like, almost every drug has a side effect. Like, how, like, certain medicines have a side effect. It's sort of like that same thing. So he's warning you, sort of, like, if you do this, this could happen. You know, you
feel this way, or you might feel like doing this.
Yeah.
You know?
Experiment, like, even like people just experimenting because their friends were doing it, you know?
Right.
That's something else.
And the harm reduction part, you know, of the song was when he said he wanted to do his music, you know what I mean? Because that's what keeps him from not thinking about that as much, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, music as a replacement.
Yes.
You know? To deal with his emotion.
That, or his son, you know? He spoke about that too.
Yeah, so I was going to say, what stuck out to me was him talking about his history and the challenges growing up and the potential traumas that he experienced and the survival, you know, and how, sometimes we turn to drugs and alcohol and things like that to get by. And then later on, he's talking about the music to pull him out and his son. To pull him out, so he found a purpose.
Yeah.
Yes.
Right. And then he started talking about hitting rock bottom, and then coming up from there, finding his purpose is just
right. Dope song. Dope song. DMX slipping.
And inspiring because he's talking about rising above and getting through it on the other side in a better way.
Well, a thing that I found in during the song was like a lyric or two was I've been through different phases like mazes trying to find my way, which was something that like kind of stuck with me because a lot of people go through different things in their life like trying to find themselves and trying to find who they are and just trying to be themselves in a way where they don't have to worry about anybody else and being judged constantly. So that's
understandable.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Most definitely.
So, the next song I want to play you guys on our next song break is Swimming Pools by Kendrick Lamar. Enjoy.
Frank. Sit down.
Frank.
Stand up.
Frank.
Pass.
Frank.
life in bottles. Granddaddy had the golden flask. Backstroke every day in Chicago. Some people like the way it feels. Some people want to kill their sorrow. Some people want to fit in with the popular. That was my problem. I was in a dark room, loud tunes, looking to make a vow soon that I'ma get fucked up. Filling up my cup, I see the crowd mood changing by the minute, and the record on repeat. Took a sip, then another sip, then somebody said to me, why you babysitting? Only two or three shots. I'ma show you how to turn it up a notch. First you get a swimming pool full of liquor, then you dive in it. Pool full of liquor, then you dive in it. I wave a few bottles, then I watch them all fly. All the girls wanna play, they watch. I got a swimming pool full of liquor, and they dive in it. Pool full of liquor, I'ma dive in it.
Pour.
Frank.
Headshot.
Frank.
Sit down.
Frank.
Stand up.
Frank.
Pass out.
Frank.
Wake up.
Frank.
Fade it.
Frank.
Fade it.
Frank. Okay. Now open your mind up and listen to me, Kendrick. I'm in your conscience. If you do not hear me, then you will be history, Kendrick. I know that you're nauseous right now, and I'm hoping to lead you to victory, Kendrick.
If I take another one down, I'ma drown in some poison, abusing my limit. I think that I'm feeling the vibe. I see the love in her eyes. I see the feeling of freedom is granted as soon as the damage of vodka arrived. This how you capitalize. This is parental advice. And apparently, I'm over-influenced by what you are doing. I thought I was doing the most, and someone said to me,
why you babysitting? Only two or three shots. I'ma show you how to turn it up a notch. First you get a swimming pool full of liquor, then you dive in it. Pool full of liquor, then you dive in it. I wave a few. All the girls wanna play, they watch. I got a swimming pool full of liquor, and they dive in it. Pool full of liquor, I'ma dive in it.
Pour.
Frank.
Headshot.
Frank.
Sit down.
Frank.
Stand up.
Frank.
Pass out.
Frank.
Wake up.
Frank.
Fade it.
Frank.
Fade it.
Frank.
Hello, DJ Popcorn back again.
Walter White.
Tony O.
DJ Kyron.
And you just listened to Kendrick Lamar, Swimming Pools. So, again, I'm going to ask you guys some of the stuff you guys pulled apart from this.
You know, this song is like one of my favorite songs.
Definitely.
For different reasons, but and not, you know, anything negative. One of the things that I took away from this song is, you know, how he spoke about how people, you know, tend to drink or drink too much because of like peer pressure. You know, like what he said, like, you know, while you babysitting it. You know, like how many times we've been in that situation where like, I could think of a few times where I was conscious, like, all right, I'm going to this party, I'm going to go wherever, and I'm going to have, like, this amount of drinks because I know, like, I'm out in public, I'm going to look crazy.
Yeah.
And then somebody, like, yo, ah. Next thing you know, you're out there looking crazy.
Yep.
You
know? Yeah. Like, happened to the best of them.
Right. You know, so I can always appreciate and enjoy when, you know, rappers, you know, say things like that. You know, I know it's not really looked upon, you know, culture-wise, but, so that's one of my biggest takeaways from that song.
I agree. And then I think of it, too, not so much other people telling you that, but your own inner subconscious talking to you. Ooh. Like, that song reflects that to me.
That's the part I appreciated the most.
Yeah.
Like
telling you all these things.
Because it's like, regardless of the peer pressure, you still have that your own inner conscience that's letting you know what's going to happen before it even happens.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But, you know, unfortunately, us wanting to be down, we always follow the peer pressure.
In that line where he's like, pour up, drink.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. You know, it's that repeat, that mm-hmm. cycle, no matter how many times you regret doing something, you're going to continue to do it. Uh-huh. You wake up in the morning, drink. Yep. You know, and drink. It just...
Yeah,
you're repeating
just
that
repeating
cycle.
Yourself in that cycle.
And that's
just
that to
see
me.
See the woman
as
there,
an addict,
watching, drink.
Yeah.
To me, as an addict or a person in recovery, that really spoke to me, and that really feels real.
Yeah. Something that I got from this, where he said in the near the beginning, in almost every line, he said, "No, I don't groom around some people living their life in bottles." Mm. Basically, just drowning yourself in the liquor and the alcohol, and just. Making that, like, ease their pain, things they're going through in their life, just surrounding themselves with the liquor and the alcohol, just drowning themselves away from, you know.
From their reality.
Negative and the reality, things that they don't want to see, like the loss of a loved one.
Or deal with.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. So that's two songs.
And it also, he also tells you, like, once you wake up in the morning, pull up, drink again, because it's going to still be there. That mm-hmm. same problem.
You can't change
them same problems, you
can't
know what I'm saying?
Drink it away.
Yeah, because you can't change
there.
What's already been done.
Still gonna be there.
Still there. And worse, right?
Yep.
As in, like, the last song. Two songs in a row speaking to that.
Because I'm pretty sure some of you have already heard that once something's done, it can't be undone or, you know, just.
Yeah. I just want to say something else, too, is that normalizing in the culture, in the family.
Yeah.
No matter where you're from, what family you're in, a lot of times, especially alcohol, is normalized. What do you do at celebrations? What do you do, you know, when you're down? What do you do when you're happy? What do you do when it's a birthday? What do you do when it's Christmas? Like,
when you grow up, as you realize, oh, this is what my ancestors, my peoples have been doing, this and this, like, so, like in certain places, like, when a close friend of theirs dies, you know, they pour down on the ground. It's just something that they grow up around and they assimilate. And it just, as their life goes on, they get from, like, their family. What do you do at Christmas? You drink. New Year's, you drink. Things like that. It just, it became normalized to a point where everybody sees it as, I don't have to do it just on holidays. If it eases my pain, then this is what I'm going to do. And it's just become a normal thing as life progresses. So,
and then meanwhile, you have some people that have serious consequences.
Yeah,
you know, not everybody could do it.
So the next song I'm gonna play with the last part of this half about to end is "Must Be the Ganja" by Eminem.
Let it go.
Okay, here we go. Do re mi fa so fa sol la ti da so. Lyrical Roscoe, kick back a Tabasco. You motherfuckers just not know the TikTok song. Time to show you the most. Keep flowing the cosmos. Picasso with a pickaxe, a sick Taito, crush a six pack with thick lasso. Big bags of the zigzags. I'm with the Dasso. You know how that go. Skull in the crossbones. This is poison. The boys and girls who do not know. You do not want to try this at home, my Lovato. This is neither the time nor the place to get macho. So crack a six-pack, sit back with some nachos. Maybe some popcorn and watch the show and just rock slow. It's not what you expected, know what you thought, so. About time that you wake the f*** up, smell the f***. It's must be the that's creeping up on me while I'm so. Maybe it's the Henny that has gotten in me. Whatever's got into me, I don't mind. I said it's the that's creeping up on me while I'm so. Maybe it's the Henny that has gotten in me. Whatever's got into me, I don't mind. Your dreams are getting fulfilled. Ooh, I'm literally getting the chill. Spitting at will. Me and Dre have just finished splitting the pill. You're submitting the skill, sitting still. I'm admitting I'm beginning to feel like I don't think anyone's real. Faced with a dilemma, I can be Dalai Lama and be karma, bring drama, a step beyond a Jeffrey Dahmer. Please don't upset me, mama. You're looking sexy, mama. Don't know if it's the Lala or the rum and Pepsi, mama. Don't wanna end up inside my refrigerator freezer. Be used as extra topping the next time I make a pizza. How many people you know who can name every serial killer who ever existed in a row? Put them in
chronological order, beginning with Jack the Ripper. Name the time and place from the zipper. Location of the woods where the body was dragged and then dumped. The trunk that they were stuffed in. The model to make the plate. And which model would slate the founder and how they attack the victim. Say was used to do what and which one. What kid would wipe and which none. No stop, I like this, it's fun. The nice to see gun.
That's creeping up on me while I'm so. Maybe it's the Henny that has gotten in me. Whatever's got into me, I don't mind. That's creeping up on me while I'm so. Maybe it's the Henny that has gotten in me. Whatever's got into me, I don't mind.
When I'm behind a mic, dynamite's what it's kinda like. You're stuck with the same stick that you're trying to light. Behind the boards, it's Dre. Legends are made this way. Isn't it safe to say this is the way it should be? Maybe you need some lyric syrup served for your symptoms. Here's a dosage of the antidote. Now you give him some. He can give her some. She can give them some. Get behind a Lindrum. Make up a beat and kill the sucker syndrome. The spinning drum when it comes to lyrics and pinning some. Starting from scratch and then ending up at the ending of. Capable of winning a Pulitzer. So unbelievable it's a titanium cranium that's full of sir. Prizes when the smoke rises right before your very own eyes. You're staring to your stereos. Good evening. This isn't even a thing. I ain't even smoke anything. I ain't even drinking.
It must be that's creeping up on me while I'm so. Maybe it's the Henny that has gotten in me. Whatever's got into me, I don't mind. That's creeping up on me while I'm so.
Welcome back to Clubhouse Radio.
Yo.
You were just listening to Eminem, Must Be the Ganja. And we are here to talk about drugs and harm reduction again. And, you know, sort of speak about this song. What was something that you pulled away from this song?
The first thing I noticed is when he first started in the first verse, he was glorifying it. But then as he got to the middle, he also told them that it was poison and that they might not want to try this. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Then he went into how it clouds your judgment. Mm. You know, when he was like, I don't want to end up as someone's food in Jeffrey Dahmer's freezer or whatever he said. Mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah.
So it was like a lot of mixed emotions for me with this one. But it was like a lesson learned, though, because he told you. And even in the chorus, he says he doesn't mind how it makes him feel, but at the same time, he's scared because it might make him do
feel a certain way.
Might make him cloud his judgment and make him do something that he don't want to do.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Right.
So that's basically what I picked up on it.
One thing that I found was like how like you know maybe like the drugs and the alcohol, like are a way to like surround yourself and. Get yourself away from that reality that maybe, like, a loved one's gone, something's gone, something, like, a void that needs to be filled is there replaced by, like, the drugs, the alcohol. And so, like, I found in the lyrics that he said, about time you wake up and smell the pot smoke.
Yeah.
Which basically realizing that you're doing this and it's horrible for you.
That was a super-duper metaphor, too.
Mm. Yeah.
Actually, it was a double entendre.
Yeah.
Nice.
Those are you.
Good word.
Those are you. You know. Those of you who are big. Those of you who are big on English and grammar.
Yeah.
Double entendre.
Double entendre.
Yeah.
You know. So.
And I like that face with the dilemma. I could be a Dalai Lama.
Yeah.
And I could be calm. Or bring the drama.
Uh-huh.
A step beyond Jeffrey Dahmer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was fire.
That's legit too. Like. The again, to speak to different drugs do different things, you know, you could be calm, you know, and be thinking you so, like, I don't know the word, but enlightened, you know. But on the other hand, it can make you be crazy.
Yeah.
And do things you would regret.
And sometimes it makes you these ways, and you don't even know you're being these ways.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So someone tells you the next day.
I was going to say like, that, yes.
What? I did that?
You're being denied.
You know what I mean?
So now on to our second half of our show. Basically here in these articles that we found here says that Rapper Joyner Lucas says that rappers' promotion of drugs is to blame for Juice WRLD's death. Juice WRLD being a fellow rapper, a product of our generation. Basically, someone who was a role model to others and also a peer leader at the same time, and basically seen as making drugs sort of cool, like those lines in those songs.
That's an agree to disagree, though. I mean, in my opinion.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because, like, he was dealing with his mom said he was dealing with addiction long before.
Yeah, like.
You know what I mean? So you can't just take one rapper and be like, well, he died because everyone's rapping about drugs. Like, no. And then, like, he really died because he was scared. The drugs killed him, yes. That's the bottom line. But
at the same time.
He panicked. You know, the feds came, they searched the plane.
Yeah, at the same time, he had depression.
And he had some separate drugs of his own on his own person.
Yeah.
And he thought the quickest thing to do was, I should swallow these right now before I get locked up with them. And that took his life.
Yeah.
It was just a bad decision.
Yeah.
You can't put the blame on. You can and you can't.
Yeah, also.
I would say it's a lifestyle. Right?
Yeah.
That's the risk of the lifestyle. That's
exactly.
You know? It's also it can be done and it can't be done at the same time. It's a sort of a your option kind of thing. It's a you can do this, but you know it comes with a cost.
Yes, it's the lifestyle. Yes.
Yeah, it so comes with a cost.
And what Popcorn was saying, he was dealing with some underlying things.
Yeah, he also suffering with depression. As he speaks about in some of his songs, and he connects with his fans. He tweets them. He talks to them on Instagram and things like that because he knows what they're going through.
Joyner Lucas actually caught a lot of backlash off of that tweet, too.
Because of his tweet, he says, Juice WRLD was 21, and he was a product of our generation of rappers who glorified drugs and made it cool. I'm blaming y'all for this stuff, all the lean and pills you people glorify and talk about. You're teaching the kids to do it. Shaking my head. You happy now? RIP Juice WRLD. Gone too soon.
I want to know a young person's perspective on the music that's out right now. And what do you see, you know, in terms of your peers following the music or being able to make their own decisions?
I feel like a lot of the stuff that, like, they talk about, even in, like, certain music, there will be, like, younger kids, 13, 14, 15, 17, and up. Talking about things that they don't even know about, things they don't go through, things they don't do, things that they say, like, I have this, I have that, I do this, I do that.
Mm-hmm.
And they really don't do it. And it's just there to make the song sound good and make your product sell.
And that was kind of my point, too, earlier when I said you can and you can't. Because, like, everybody's like, oh, Future, oh, he raps. Future did an interview and said, I don't do these drugs that I rap about. So it's like, you know what I mean? Like, like you just said, it's to make the song sound cool. So it's like when Eminem rapped about that one song when he said something about the president. He got his, and you want me to rip up and flip up. You remember that song? He said, Arnold Schwarzenegger's doing a movie. He made a movie where he was doing killing all sorts of people and blah, blah, blah. So you mean to tell me because you saw that movie, you're going to go outside and kill people? Like,
no.
You feel what I'm saying? Like, it goes back to that. You know what I mean? So it's like you can, but you can't.
And a lot of people do that stuff. Like, they make the song and they put those things in there because they know it's going to sell and they know it's going to get out there way
quicker.
Why
does it sell?
Because it's already been popularized by...
It's trendy.
Yeah, it's trendy, and it's already been...
It's trendy to fake like you're cool, like you do all these. Like, I heard Tyler... I don't want to say no name, but I heard a kid the other day say, she doesn't do anything that these songs say, but she loves these songs, and she's never going to do nothing that these songs are saying.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But it's just
part of
trendy.
It might be shock value.
Yeah, but what I've been saying is, like, it's only trendy because the other generations have glorified it so much that it's almost normal to a point where if this is being advertised, they're going to buy it automatically. It's already in their brain. They're already going to like this.
Uh-huh.
Like how, like, it's like an ad. Like, you buy something, you get another ad for something that you might like in your suggestions. It's like an ad. It's just suggested to you.
Mm-hmm.
So whatever's already out there, it's just going to, like, keep reselling and selling and selling and selling until you lose all your money at one point to where it's like, wow, I just spent money on something that I didn't even know what he was talking about just because it sounded good. And they don't even do that kind of things. Like, a fellow rapper, Lil Tecca, he said in an interview, like, the guns and the stuff that he talks about, the guns, the money, the women. Like, he said, I'm still a virgin. Like, I don't do those things.
Yeah, he doesn't have any of those things. None of the clothing. He raps about. He never shot a gun in his life.
Like, never. He's never even touched a gun.
You know what I mean? Like, and he's making his songs that are having these impacts on these kids. And but the kid, it's just like the movies, too, that are coming out. And you know what I'm saying? And that's why the parents have to go with these parental advisory stickers and stuff like that that's on these albums.
Yeah.
It's just like when you, just like you can't go to the movies and if you're under 17 and watch a rated R movie. Right, you understand? Right.
You
gotta
have
pay attention to them stickers. Yeah. You gotta pay attention to what's being said.
CDs what's anymore, being advertised.
Yeah,
to you.
They don't even have CDs no more.
Accessible on the internet, you know?
Yeah, true. But it says it like when you stream these songs, it says parental advisory advised. You know what I'm saying? So.
And there was another part to it, as you were saying, Jonah Lucas getting the backlash.
Yeah.
Somebody else on Twitter tweeted him. I'm not going to add him or anything, but he said obviously didn't know that Jonah Lucas obviously didn't know that much about him. He said he talked about them but didn't glorify them because he pulled up a quote from a song that says, "Baby, I don't condone this, but I've been drinking and smoking," and he says that's one thing off the top of his head that he can see that he said in a song. And then Jordan Lucas tweeted back saying that never said that Juice WRLD glorified them, and he knew that he knew what Juice was speaking about. Like, and then he says that poor kid was depressed and went through a lot, so he used drugs as an outlet. It's the generation of music that glorified drugs and made them cool, so kids like him, and other kids abuse them. It's a cycle, dude. SMH, basically meaning shaking my head.
Yeah, we ain't gonna. This is a back and forth thing. We don't want to spend too much time on this.
But you know. I just want to actually speak on that a little bit because that's my biggest thing. Like, that's my biggest issue. How, you know, I understand what Joyner's saying 110%. However, like, you know, you just can't single out one artist, right? Like, look how many artists passed away.
Yeah.
You know, before Juice WRLD, right? And so the point I was trying to make is that once you do stuff like that, like you said, you got the back and forth, and you kind of forget what the main message was.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So now you got them two going back and forth about, he glorified this, he did that. None of that matters.
It like, doesn't.
Just, you know,
it was about the other people who did it in the same way that, you know, not one person's to take the blame for this. Everybody's doing it.
Yeah, it's a cultural thing, and, you know, you just took it, and now it's, you know.
And he spoke on his addiction. He also stirred kids away from it. He told them, this is what's going to happen to you.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So.
So I'm going to play two songs for you, one being Joyner Lucas, Devil's Work, and Juice WRLD, Lean With Me. So we'll be right back after these brief song breaks, and have a great time listening.
Staring at this Bible as I keep glancing. Dear Lord, I got questions and I need answers. I'm trying to understand your vision, all I see is damage. Just a bunch of dead bodies in the street camping. A bunch of lost souls on their feet standing. We supposed to be your children, I thought we family. You supposed to be my father, bro, I need answers. We don't need to die young, we just need chances. Tired of living on the edge, so we keep scrambling. Trying to talk to these strippers, but they keep dancing. We just want me number one like Steve Francis. Bow our head, saying prayer, now the seed's planted. Everywhere I turn, I'm seeing MCs vanish. A lot of good gone, I don't understand it. A lot of families lost and they seem stranded. I ain't trying to disrespect you, I just need answers. I know you're watching us from heaven, thinking who to say. Cherry picking who should go next and who should stay. I'd be on my way to heaven if I knew the way. And bring back every good you choose to take. They say you never wrong, but you done made a few mistakes. Cause you taking the wrong, maybe you should trade. Trade us back all the real ones, remove the fakes.
I think you should trade. Give us two pop back and say that shook. Let the legend resurrect it, he gon' live for good. I've been screaming thug life in every different hood. If only you can bring him back, Lord, I wish you would. Give us Biggie, give us Pun, give us Triple X. Take that Trump with you, that's a bigger threat. There's too much power for a coward with no intellect. That's a bigger with a collar, there's a disconnect. Niggas dying, mama crying, grandma need a tissue. Niggas shooting up a church, now I need a pistol. All the niggas still living, you don't see the issue. But how you taste a leader, then you take a leader with you. I ain't trying to disrespect, just need a meter with you. I ain't trying to overstep, just want a reason with you. Give us back our love, ones that take the evil with you. Send them suckers straight to hell, they don't need a visual. I need you to give us back Martin Luther. Take Martin Shkreli. Give us back Malcolm. Take R. Kelly. R.I.P. Lil Snoop. Get that boy's life back. Take Eric Holder. Give us Eric right back. I'm sending you this message, Lord, I hope you hit me right back. They say I'm on the wrong train, I know I'm on the right track. Cause Trayvon Gordon, all he did was try to fight back. Zimmerman walk around free, we don't like that. Why you take our mothers from us? Fathers and our sisters and our cousins from us. Got these children getting murdered while they double dutching. Wonder why the f*** you take Nipsey Hussle from us. Damn, you took a true king, a true brother from us. This a f- marathon, but they running from us. Now everybody got guns, f***ed up to something. And every gangster wanna prove that they tough or something. You know it's not fair, tell the truth. I've been in my feelings too. But if you took Emmett Till, at least take Dylan Roof. At least take James Holmes. I ain't even mad at that. Just bring back Whitney and give us Michael Jackson back. Feds want me and then slam it down. Ain't no justice for Sandra Bland, we up like a sailing fan. Lord, if you listen, I'm just looking for a hand in hand. Take out the f***ers, they can give us back a fam again. Drowning in my tears, trying to pray for some. Wonder why you give us life for you to take it from us. Wonder why you give us family then erase it from us. Maybe hopefully you can have a conversation with us. Maybe I'm just probably tripping cause I need a hug. The hood can't find jobs, now we need a plug. Everybody and their mama trying to be a thug. I don't go to church cause I'm afraid of being judged. I've been staring at the ceiling as a line bet. Watching follow trends like Simon says. I pray you give us back the real ones and try again. Or maybe take the that deserve to die instead. Tommy Lauren run her mouth and then she get defensive. Laura Ingram laughing at death and disrespecting. I really feel like you should teach them stupid a lesson. Either that or give us back somebody who deserved the blessings. I left out a bunch of names that I forgot to mention. Cost too much to pay attention and it got expensive. Father, forgive me, for I know not what I do, and now I'm reaching out to you, hoping you hear me and return the message. I know that you got our back and that you're not against us. Or maybe you just love us, so you're doing to test us. I just kind of thought that you would do more to protect us. They say the good die young, and I ain't on a guest list. I've been drinking, Lord, forgive me as my blood racing. I don't know what I'm thinking, I'm just frustrated. I don't mean to question you, I'm just confused. I don't know what else to do. I've been patient and it sucks waiting. Took my mans from me, that forever hurts. But putting the blame on you, that'd never work. I know this ain't your fault, it's the devil's work. Devil's work, devil's work.
Got me sweating, but the room getting colder. Looking at the devil and the angel on my shoulder. Will I die tonight? I don't know, is it over? Looking for my next high, I'm looking for closure. Laying with me, pot with me. Get high with me if you rock with me. Smoke with me, drink with me. Dub liver with some bad kidneys. Laying with me, pot with me. Get high with me if you rock with me. Smoke with me, drink with me. Dub liver with some bad kidneys. Told her if I die, I'ma die young. Every day I've been getting fucked up. Finally know the difference between love and drugs. Shorty tell me I should really sober up. This ain't fiction, it's too real, too real. One dose, I need two pills, two pills. I'm looking for trouble, so I know I'm gonna find it. Ring, ring, plug, hit my phone, perfect time, man. I know I'm not right, but I'm not wrong. No, I'm not wrong. Girl, you hate it when I'm too high, but that's where I belong, where I belong. Oh. Laying with me, pop with me, get high with me if you rock with me. Smoke with me, drink with me. Dub liver with some bad kidneys. Laying with me, pot with me. Get high with me if you rock with me. Smoke with me,
your new high. Take the shrooms and the pills at the same time. Went to Hollywood, thrills from the street life. Took too many drugs, now I don't feel right. Laying with me, pop with me. Get high with me if you rock with me. Smoke with me, drink with me. Dub liver with some bad kidneys. Laying with me, pop with me. Get high with me if you rock with me. Smoke with me, drink with me. Dub liver with some bad kidneys.
Welcome back from our song break. You just listened to Devil's Work by Joyner Lucas and Lean With Me by Juice WRLD. And so we're here to talk about some of the drug and harm reduction just on its own. So some of this stuff, you know, just shielding themselves with, you know, drugs and alcohol. It's obviously in the songs, you know, throughout this kind of stuff, because they would like to get the message out that doing drugs, it's gonna kill you. Well, not necessarily kill you, but like there's side effects to the stuff that you're doing. Like doing drugs is like really not cool, you know. Just
yeah, that last song, Juice WRLD, it was depressing to me.
Yeah,
very depressing. Yeah. The struggle, the internal struggle.
Yeah. You know, at a young age, you know, with bad kidneys, like, because of the drugs, like, it hurts you. Like, the side effects of, you know, trying to feel good at the same time, you know, it's going to hurt you at the same time, so.
And speaking to the addiction of, like, he's still going to do it again and yeah. again and mm-hmm. again.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that was one yeah. of the sad parts about the song. Like,
yeah.
he's letting you know, like, you know what I mean? Like, and then he said something like, I know you hate it
yeah.
when I'm like this, but I love yeah. it when I'm like this.
Yeah.
And like, mm-hmm. that was like really, that hit me hard. Yeah.
He also said, I'm not looking for my next high, I'm looking for closure. That was something that hit me. Mm-hmm. You know?
You know, I kind of want to go somewhere else with it kind of a little bit. Mm-hmm. Because like when we speak about the Juice WRLDs and the Mac Millers, like, you know, those that, you know, these are artists that can talk about their struggles with alcohol and other drugs. You know, they can rap these things, like, to their audience, right? Like, tell both sides, like, how, you know, this is why I'm doing it, but this is the way it makes me feel, right? So, you know, my question to you, Popcorn, as a youth.
Yeah.
Why doesn't it, like, have more an effect on youth when you know, you listen to other youth? And your age, you know, your age bracket,
yeah.
rap these things, like, yeah. you know, telling about the effects and all this stuff. Like, why doesn't it hit with y'all to the point where, like, and I'm not saying it doesn't, right? But mm-hmm. why doesn't it, like, you know, with more kids, like, you know what? I don't want to pop pills.
Because
I don't
it sells.
Well, I mean, I get, so I can get why the artist,
yeah,
right, would, yeah. would do both sides, or even one, means, because it sounds.
He means your peers, you and
yeah,
your
like
peers.
Why doesn't oh, it hit? Okay. With, like, why doesn't it resonate with y'all? Like, to or hit with y'all to a point where it's like, you know what, I'm jacking what Juice WRLD is saying. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I don't wanna do this type of stuff. As opposed to, you know, y'all come in. Oh, you heard Juice WRLD?
Maybe to fit into like maybe another age group or something like that. Like to like fit in amongst their peers, because like if their peers were like doing drugs, they're popping Xannies, they're doing the pills, they're going off the coke, everything like that, like they see that as cool. So if they're doing it, I want to do it too, so I can fit in and I can have friends and I can have people who I'm surrounded by, so I can fill myself with this void that if I don't, maybe I don't have somebody at home that I can talk to or somebody close to me that I just lost, I'm gonna like drown myself out with these pills, these drugs, and they don't even understand the side effects of these things, and in the long run it could probably kill them if they keep continuing to do these things not knowing the side effects. Like certain people, like after like one overdose, they're like, nah, I'm done. I just now realized like I could have died, like I was near death, like that was a near death experience for me, and I don't want to ever have to feel that again.
So you're saying they're not getting their message
yeah
through the music.
They're you know what I call it? I call it toxic hypnotism.
Yeah.
It's like it's a message in there, but the music is slapping so hard and they're not realizing it. They're just dancing and they're partying and it's going together so melodically and perfect. And the beat is a party tune. Mm-hmm. So it's like toxic hypnotism. That's what I call it.
And they're not hearing the deeper message.
They're partying to it. And if you're not partying to it and you don't like it, you're not cool.
Right. Yeah. Right. And it just fits so well that you don't even realize.
You don't even catch the message. Because it does it to me, and I'm an adult. I'll listen to the music and I'll be like, oh, I love this song. And then, like, the seventh time I'm hearing it, and I'm probably in a car somewhere where I can't go anywhere or do nothing else, and I'm forced to hear every lyric, and I'm dawned on me, like, holy, oh, wow. Well, this is what it's saying. You know what I mean? So I call it, that's why I call it toxic hypnotism.
Yeah. So let me, sorry. So just to touch on that, I actually got a question. So do you think artists are conscious of that? Or do you think like they're like how you saying like, all right, let me put some some good messages in there, but I know the beat is so melodic, the cadence is so melodic that do you think they're conscious of that, or do you think maybe that's something that more people should be maybe speaking trying to get this out to artists? Wait, that
you're asking who is conscious of that?
The artists.
They're conscious of it. Yeah.
So they know it's just not gonna hit as well with the fans.
They going with slaps.
Whatever they hear in their mind, this is catchy. This is gonna sell.
Yes.
Then boom, like God's plan. God's plan had a deeper message. Like, I only love my bed and my mama. I'm sorry. Beat drop. Boom. Everybody loves that part in that song.
That song was so deep. Part of the song everybody says.
Right? That song that they really like.
I only love my bed and my mama. But the song was so much more deep than that.
Right.
So the labels are only focusing on the catchy parts.
Yeah.
Right.
The things that like.
Okay, so all right. So that's a great point. The label. But I'm talking about the artist and stuff, because like when you listen to like a Juice WRLD, right? Or you listen to like even like a you listen to these artists, right?
I feel like, not to cut you off, I feel like when the artist comes with the song and say, yeah, I wrote this song. And then they were like, oh, it probably touched them when they wrote it. They put the deep parts in, everything, the truth. They spilled out about their addiction and everything.
Yeah,
and
but then
the label goes, what's the hook?
Yeah.
Okay, but some artists.
Is it catchy?
Okay, all right, so now I don't know too much about, I don't know too much about record labels, right? But there's 360. There's ways that artists is now reaching $1 million plateaus without big record labels. So let's just take an artist that's. Let's just say that's not on a big record label, right? He's doing his own thing, right?
Okay.
SoundCloud, whatever.
Yeah.
Now, to an artist like that, because, like, I don't know what Juice WRLD's situation is, but when I listen to him and when I listen to him talk about, like, what drugs and alcohol and that stuff
and
done
still
to him.
Sells.
Hold on. But when I'm saying the things that he says, like, he's very conscious of what he's saying. Like, he wants to get that.
He's aware. He makes his music into a way where as it's going to fit. It sounds good. It's catchy. It has a hook, and my point still gets across.
Right.
And
so
you're not gonna catch the point until you really sit down.
Until you sit down, or you pull up Genius and you read those lyrics, and you're like,
you read the lyrics.
Right. So that's kind of like where I'm going. Like, for someone like Juice WRLD, do you think is the message more important or is the catch more important?
The message.
I don't know Juice WRLD.
I think for Juice WRLD, the message is more important, but I think for his label,
the catch.
The catchiness. Mm-hmm.
It was probably.
How are we
going to
promote it?
It's
more important.
Right.
Money. Which is an addiction in itself.
Yeah. Yeah. I feel like he probably comes to the studio with the deepest lyrics and they'd be like, we need a catchy hook on there. You know what I mean? We need an 808s.
Yeah.
We need the beat to sound like a trap beat.
Yeah.
Can they do the dolphin dance to it?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Can they do
dumb
this
it
to
down.
It? Is there a hard beat drop? Is there something that's going to is there something that they're going to hear that's going to
stick
out to them?
We'll worry about the message later.
Yeah. You know they don't have to know the words. They can mumble it. They can just know a certain part of it.
Exactly.
That's all that really matters. As long as they like the song and the song is trendy.
I agree with that.
Yeah, as long as the song is trendy and it's out there and they know that this is going to sell, they know it's going to sell immediately. As soon as they make it, they're like, this is catchy. It's going to sell. Obviously, it's going to sell. So,
guess we're just going to take a quick song break, and we'll see you after.
Until I got high. I was gonna get up and find the broom, but then I got high. My room is still messed up, and I know why.
Why, man?
Yeah, cause I got high. Because I got high. Because I got high. I was gonna go to class before I got high.
Come on, y'all.
Check it out. I could have cheated and I could have passed. But I got high. I'm taking it next semester, and I know why.
Why, man?
Yeah, yeah. Cause I got high. Because I got high. Because I got high.
Go to the next. Go to the next. Go to the next.
I was gonna go to work, but then I got high.
Ooh.
I just got a new promotion, but I got high. Now I'm selling dope, and I know why.
Being in love, I love when you're around, but I fucking hate when you leave. I'm not so afraid to let go. Suicide if you ever gonna let me know. Yeah, suicide if you ever try to let go. I'm sad and all, yeah. I'm sad and all, yeah. I'm not so afraid to let go. Suicide if you ever gonna let me know. Yeah, suicide if you ever try to.
So, welcome back to Clubhouse Radio. So, you just listened to Sad by XXXTentacion and Afro Man Because I Got High. And now we are coming to the end of our time. Thank you for listening. Catch us next week and every Friday at 6 p.m. on WGXC 90.7 FM and WGXC.org. And if you're 12 to 18 and want to get involved in programming our radio show, you can join us for a radio workshop at the Catskill Youth Clubhouse every Thursday and Friday at 5 p.m. And you can also come down for tracks every Saturday, 6 to 9. And we're going to finish out our radio show with shout-outs. So a big thank you to Wavefarm and WGXC for making this radio program possible. Shout-out to the Catskill and Hudson Youth Clubhouses and Mental Health Association of Columbia Green Counties for supporting this program. Shout out to us coming into the 54th, 55th show.
Whoa.
Shout out to everybody. New year.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, everybody.
Happy 2020.
2020.
Shout out to the Tracks program.
Yeah.
Yes.
Every Saturday from 6 to 9 at Clubhouse.
Shout out to the youth. Just in general.
We didn't talk about harm reduction much today, but a shout out to all those organizations and people supporting harm reduction in the community.
Yeah.
Trying to keep people alive. We have a harm reduction group at 12 o'clock every Monday at Catskill Clubhouse. For